it is time for weather predictions. And right now, if you're a snow lover across the area, don't anticipate a repeat of last year when there were three separate snowfalls across central North Carolina, ending a drought that lasted years, in fact. And here to talk about what to expect this year from the La Nina pattern and how that will impact our winter, it's Corey Davis, the North Carolina Assistant State Climatologist. Corey, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So basically, what can we expect here? Should we expect a warmer winter?
Yeah, exactly. When we see this La Nina pattern set up, really what we're looking at is what's happening in the ocean, especially in the Pacific Ocean. This is an area of cooler water. And, you know, if you look at a globe, you'll see that's pretty far from us in North Carolina. But it turns out when you get a feature like that set up over a pretty large area in the ocean over several months, which is what we've got now with this developing La Nina, it can start to affect global weather patterns. And in a La Nina winter especially, we usually see that jet stream shift to the north. That puts us on the warm side, and it also moves the storm track to the north of us. So we tend to see fewer of those moisture-rich weather systems, and that tends to make us a little drier as well during those La Nina winters.
How common are La Nina winters in North Carolina? It goes back to the 1950s, right?
That's right. We've got good records of what happens with these patterns, at least since the 1950s. More people will probably be familiar with the flip side of that coin, which is an El Nino. And historically, you'll tend to see La Niñas in about a third to half of the years, El Niños in about a third to the half of the years, and then the rest of those years will fit into what we call a neutral pattern, which is just somewhere in between. So right now, we're coming out of that neutral pattern and expected to shift to a weak La Niña as we head into this winter.
So overall, now the trend of snow has been going down for the last 5 years, and you anticipate that is going to happen once again, right?
Right. We look historically, especially since the late 80s, early 90s, we've seen those snowfall totals really plummet, almost cut in half in places like Raleigh. You know, it wasn't too long ago that we could average 6 to 8 inches per year. Now that number is more like 3 to 4 inches per year. So we know it only takes one decent event to make that average. But like we saw last year, even those several small events really never added up to that average total. So we expect with those fewer chances of wintry precipitation in a La Nina pattern, we may see a little bit of snow, but don't get your hopes up for one of these outright blizzards like we saw 30, 40 years ago.
Right. And the reason for that, as you touched on, is our winters are now getting warmer. This is just continuing a pattern.
That's right. And La Ninas tend to be warmer than normal, but overall those winters are getting warmer than normal, especially with our nighttime low temperatures. These have consistently trended upward over the most recent decades. You know, you think back to especially the 1970s, 1980s, we would see several nights per year where those temperatures got down in the single digits. Now it's pretty rare to see those nights in the teens. So I know people are probably not going to complain about that, but certainly that colder weather that we expect in the winter has just not been as common recently.
So basically, you mentioned that we're not going to have an outright blizzard, or at least the chances of it are very small. And then I think we went last year when we got some snowfall in last January, I believe it was the first time in over 700 days, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, it was almost a 3-year snow drought, which was a record in places like Raleigh and down in Charlotte. And really, when we're looking ahead to this winter, we almost break the season into two different halves. Historically, in weak La Nina winters like this one, February is almost always warmer than normal. That's another recent trend in our climate where we tend to start seeing those spring-like conditions early in the month of February. So we do expect to be warmer in the second half of winter. So we're really watching that first half of winter, especially during the month of December and early January, for any of those shots of cold air like we saw last year. And that is when we would expect to see the better snow chances as well.
So that's basically what it looks like, but there is a slight chance of snow. So it's not like you're counting snow out entirely.
That's right. We know that snow is very fickle in North Carolina. It takes just the right set of ingredients. You've got to have that cold air in place. You've got to have a weather system to bring some moisture as well. And again, we've gone years without seeing a decent snow event, but then last year we saw several in the same season. So never say never, even in a La Nina year. But certainly we are expecting overall probably to have below normal snowfall this winter.
That's disappointing because I was ready to get the sled out again this year.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, it's been 15 years since the last White Christmas in North Carolina. Again, not wanting to get anybody's hopes up, But we could see at least some cooler air, I would say, in December. Not necessarily snow, but I think that's the time of the year really to watch for it.
I remember that snow in 2010, and I think that was – I was actually here at PTF. I made mention of this yesterday. And I think that was the first one since the 1940s. So, even during times when there was more snow and the winters were more cold, it's not like we were – you know, living up in the mountains and expecting a white Christmas in Boone every year.
Yeah, people love the idea of a white Christmas, but I'm always careful to tell people that's really a once-in-a-generation type of event. Our grandparents may have seen that once in their lives, our parents once in their lives, and now we've seen that event in our lives back in 2010. So, again, don't get your hopes up for another one anytime soon. It is a very low chance of snow on Christmas in any given year.
Absolutely. I remember staying at a hotel on Christmas night because we didn't know what to expect, so I had to leave the Christmas gathering I was at that particular evening and then drive on in to work here because we had to get on the air the next morning because we're actually having snow and we don't know what to make of snow here, but that was 15 years ago. Corey Davis, State Assistant Climatologist. Corey, thank you so much for letting us know about what to expect this winter. We'll prepare accordingly. We'll talk to you again. Have a great Thanksgiving. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. You too.